for him to be able to come back is simply amazing. We too often have stories where officers don't get to return.
That is Phoenix Police Sergeant Ann Justice describing the recovery of Officer Chase McCants. His year-long recovery after he was hit head-on by a drunk driver on Cactus Road in North Phoenix on New Year's morning in 2021. He just went back on patrol this week, almost exactly a year after being taken off the street, almost not living. ABC 15's Jordan Bontke with our TV partners talked with Officer McCants and his wife as he went back on patrol finally this week.
His laundry list of injuries included a dislocated hip, broken pelvis, ribs, and jaw, a fractured shoulder, and broken teeth now behind braces.
You know, it was kind of like, holy crap. You know, it was a lot.
Yeah, kind of like, holy crap, are you kidding me? That's Officer McCants there himself. I mean, that is unbelievable. Fractured shoulder, teeth broken. A dislocated hip, broken pelvis, two broken ribs, a broken jaw. I don't know if you ever saw pictures of his patrol car. It was unbelievable that he survived this.
Wow.
It was just, I mean, that drunk driver hit him head on his side of the patrol vehicle, like on the driver's side.
On the driver's side.
Yeah, yeah. And as you can imagine, this affected the whole family, right? But in more ways than it usually would, because Officer McCants' family was about to grow.
His wife, Haley, was nearing the end of her pregnancy with their second son. And because of COVID, she couldn't physically be in the hospital.
So standing in a hospital parking lot, 7 months pregnant, I signed a piece of paper giving them permission to literally cut him open from his ribcage to his pelvis.
That's so they could stop the internal bleeding. But could you imagine, you can't even see him and you're making these medical decisions in a parking lot.
Wow.
So that's, you know, it's amazing that he survived this. He actually got a chance to see his own patrol vehicle recently for the first time and was pretty blown away by what he saw. But, you know, when you add it all, oh, and by the way, he spent 3 months in a wheelchair, wasn't able to do simple things with his new baby son, like hold him unaided or change his diapers. And well, as a dad who's changed about a bazillion diapers, you know,
he wasn't missing out on that.
Right. But who'd ever want to go through what he went through?
Right.
To avoid the diaper situation for sure. But you know, apparently, his two sons, big motivation for him to get back on his feet and to be in a position. And he did just an unbelievably rigorous rehab program to not only be able to play with his sons, but to get back on the job. And that to me is what's so amazing about what the McCants did in court. Because the guy who hit him head on, Dylan Johnson, who's 23 years old, was convicted of DUI and aggravated assault and sentenced to just under 5 years behind bars. But at the sentencing hearing, the McCants forgave him and said amazing things.
People make mistakes. Life happens. You know, we forgive you, man.
I really sat there and I thought, you know, if I was Dylan's mom, if this was one of my boys who made a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake.
Yeah. They wanted to make sure that he
gives
knows
me chills.
Yeah, they say that he's worthy of love and worthy of a good life after this. Man, that's pretty amazing that people can be that forgiving.
You got to think about it though. Some of the things you did when you were younger.
Oh yeah,
that could have ended so badly.
Oh well,
and by the grace of God, didn't.
Do you know my history? Right, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I drove drunk all the time. So, yeah, no, and there is, that's so good to hear that people are forgiving of something like this and that the guy maybe can have a life afterwards.